Welcome to Sundays with Sandy, a new segment on Last First Date Radio, where we believe it is never too late to go on your last first date. I'm your host, Sandy Wiener. I'm a dating and relationship coach, a communications and boundaries expert, and I want you to go on your last first date. Mixed signals in dating can be really frustrating and confusing. You might ask yourself, what did he mean when he said that? Or he told me one thing and now he's saying something else. It's the opposite. I'm so confused. It can make you crazy. So today we're going to discuss why people give mixed signals in dating and what we can do when we are on the receiving end of these mixed signals, these ambivalent signs. He's into me, he's not into me. I don't know what's happening. What are mixed signals in dating? How do we define that? The first thing is when somebody tells you one thing but does another. And here are some examples. He says he wants to see you again, but then he doesn't follow through with a date. He says he can see a future with you, but he doesn't plan for the future. And the third example is you have an amazing first or second date and then you don't hear from him and you're wondering why. He seemed to be really into me. What do these mixed signals mean? The first thing it can mean is he's not that into you, but he's afraid to tell you. The second, he's not ready for a relationship even though he tells you that he is. And the third is he has an avoidant attachment style, and as soon as you get close, he pulls away. Let's talk about whether he's not into you and he's afraid to tell you. The truth is that you might not want to see the signs that are in front of you. Pay attention to the signs. He forgets that he made plans with you. He's attentive to you when he's with you, but when he's not with you, he sometimes stops communicating for days. He may be a good guy, he might have good intention, but maybe he's too busy for dating. He's not prioritizing a relationship. This is especially true if he is recently divorced or separated, or he's widowed, or he's consumed with work, or maybe there's a sick parent or child, or something else that is taking up his time and his energy. He might believe that he's more available than he actually is. I've dated many people who thought they were available. He might really like you, but maybe he's dealing with an angry ex or the sadness that he has about the loss of his wife, and maybe he doesn't realize how big that is for him, or maybe he's trying to balance a busy work schedule with his dating life. This is a mixed signal, and you get to decide what you're going to do about it. The next one we're going to talk about is somebody who has an avoidant attachment style. People who grew up in homes that didn't feel secure to them, where their caregivers often gave them mixed messages or they were cold, they often have attachment traumas in their romantic relationships. They want you until they get you. They pull away and then you get more anxious. Then you pull away and the chase starts again. And this is crazy making. It's common to have mixed feelings, uncertainty, or indecisiveness concerning any relationship until you've gotten to know each other better and feelings become more clear. But when those mixed feelings lead to ambiguity after the relationship has progressed, then you can have anxiety and fears, and it can feel like you've lost all control in the relationship, and the other person has all the power. Mixed signals keep things off balance and they can create distance. The good news is there's something you can do to take your power back no matter what the cause of the ambiguity is. So how do we handle mixed signals in dating? The first thing is to be really clear about your must-haves and deal breakers. Know the qualities that you absolutely must have and will not tolerate in a partner. You need to have that honed down to the top five of each. Put it up on your mirror. Put it up somewhere where you can see it every single day, before every date, after every date. And if he has some of your must-haves and just one deal breaker, it will not work. I know that sounds extreme, but it is so true. Just imagine he's kind and he's lovely and he's a good communicator, but he's too busy for dating. He is prioritizing work or something else. It's not going to work for you because you will never be a priority, and that does not work. Number two, Communicate clearly. It is so important to be direct in your communication. Don't ask him how he feels about you or what does he want in the relationship. That's the mistake most women make. Tell him how you feel when something is not working for you. For example, if you need somebody who texts or calls every few days and you feel like he's not in touch often enough, let him know what works for you and see if he's capable of that. There are people who stay online and never get offline, and we say, well, he seems to be really into me, but he's not calling. Ask him. See if he can step up to the plate and give you a call. Call him. If you need somebody who follows through on commitments, let him know that that's important to you, and then see if he steps up to the plate. He may or may not be capable of commitment and intimacy, but you will not know unless you speak up. Be open to hearing what he thinks and how he feels, and accept that whatever he says is true. Don't whitewash it. Don't say, well, he says this, but he really means something else. No, he's saying the truth. He may not say what you want, but the truth is much better than living with false hope, living with this idea, this fantasy of who this person is. If he gets defensive when you speak about your needs, or he continues to send you mixed messages even after you've had the conversation, then it's a clear vicious cycle and it's time to walk away. Number three, ask yourself high value questions. Most people, when they're faced with mixed messages, they ask low value questions like, why did he do that? Why do men do this? This is a question that you can't answer, and it's disempowering. Instead, ask yourself high value questions that you can answer. Like, do I really want to be with somebody who blows hot and cold? Do I really want to be with somebody who sends mixed messages? Do I really want to be with somebody who's great when we're together but disappears when we're not? The more clarity you have about what you will and will not tolerate in dating and relationships, the closer you will be to finding your special partner, somebody who is capable of consistency and follow-through and clear communication. And that, my friends, is how you get to go on your last first date.
If you are ready to get unstuck, gain new tools, become more empowered, and finally find your last first date, I'd love to talk to you. Fill out an application to be considered for a complimentary half-hour love breakthrough session at lastfirstdate.com/application. That's lastfirstdate.com/application. I look forward to talking to you soon.